Welcome back to the National Hurricane Center. This is Ken Graham right here in our operations area. We're right over my shoulder. We've got hurricane specialists, meteorologists looking at the latest information from aircraft, from satellite, everything that we can look at to give you the latest information. And the latest we have at 7 a.m. Central Time on the official clock update, 115 mile an hour wind. So continuing to strengthen with Hurricane Laura, 963 millibars on the pressure. Starting to see that pressure go down, really evident on the satellite. You can see why that's happening. Right now, we are 290 miles southeast of Galveston, Texas. The system's moving northwest at 15 miles an hour. So let's look at the satellite stop first. You can see that eye right there in the middle, strengthened overnight as we expected, but very healthy looking storm. In other words, just really ripe for further intensification before we reach landfall. You look at the outflow, the cirrus out of the top of it. So that's indicating the winds are coming in, going up through the top, and then even out. It's breathing, a very strong and healthy system. And we do have a brand new update with the forecast itself. 7 a.m. Central Time right here. You can see the hurricane force winds right around the center. It's not just that center. It's not just that cone. About 40 miles from that center, you can see those hurricane force winds and then the tropical storm force winds around 150 miles out from the center. So a large area of impact. Catastrophic event on the way and a life-threatening situation as well when you start looking at all these impacts. With the timing, you look at the timing here, really you start, we move it forward throughout the day and then overnight tonight, early tomorrow morning, right on the coastline. But a very important point here is the fact that those impacts get there before the center. You start looking at the rainfall, you start looking at the storm surge, that gets there well before the center. Let's take a look at that rain. And large amounts here. Flash flooding definitely going to be in some of these areas. 6 to 10 inches of rain, even up to 15 inches of rain in some of these areas. Not just along the coast, but stretching along that path as we get into portions of East Texas, West Louisiana, even up into Arkansas. So dangerous situation with that flash flooding. Life-threatening event underway when it comes to storm surge. We definitely got to talk more about this. And this is a situation, you look at some of these values. Let's go through these. So the Bolivar Peninsula here, 6 to 9 foot of storm surge. That's up your pant leg. That's above the ground, 9 foot. Galveston Bay, 3 to 5 foot of storm surge. And look at some of these values. If we go over to Sabine Lake, Calcasieu Lake, areas around Lake Charles, these values, 10 to 15 foot of storm surge. So that, again, above the ground, waves on top of that, extremely dangerous, life-threatening, and very destructive storm surge. Vermilion Bay, as we travel east along on Louisiana here, intercoastal city, over to Morgan City, some of these areas getting 8 to 12 foot of storm surge. So something to stress that's very important. This isn't just coastal. The land is so low in these areas. Cameron Parish, over to Calcasieu Parish, some of these areas, 30 miles, even 35 miles inland, you can see some of this storm surge up. The Calcasieu River, right here through Lake Charles, some of those areas are 35 miles inland, could see some of that. The red area here, above 9 foot of storm surge. Look how far inland that stretches. So if you're told to leave, please leave. You got to do it now because some of those areas will be cut off if you wait too late. This has been Ken Graham with the latest information on Hurricane Laura.